Track 8, 2.2, Universal Design Considerations. As outlined in the National Disability Strategy 2010-2020, quote, taking a universal design approach to programs, services and facilities is an effective way to remove barriers that exclude people with disability. Universal design allows everyone, to the greatest extent possible, and regardless of age or disability, to use buildings, transport, products, and services without the need for specialized or adapted features. The principles of universal design can also be applied to the design of programs run by government, businesses, and non-government organizations. This will result in greater efficiency by maximizing the number of people who can use and access a program without the need for costly add-ons or specialized assistance. Universal design assists everyone, not just people with disability. For example, wider doorways are better for people with prams, while decals on fully glazed doors help to keep everyone safe. Providing information in plain language can assist people who speak English as a second language and people with low literacy. As the population ages, the presence of disability will increase, and adopting a universal design approach will become even more important. Important elements of universal design based on AUDIRACT 2008 include accessible design, designing for equal usability for all with regard to mobility, facilities, devices and services, and incorporating disability access standards. Inclusive design, designing products and services for the needs of the widest possible audience. User-centered design, placing users' perspectives and needs at the center of the design process. Barrier-free design, constructing or retrofitting infrastructure and vehicles to eliminate barriers and obstacles that would otherwise restrict the range of users and purposes for which the space can be used. Transgenerational design, improving quality of life for people of all ages and level of mobility, both now and into the future. Assistive technology, engineering that supports improved access for people with disability to complete tasks by increasing, maintaining or improving the functional capabilities and independence to facilitate accessibility and participation. The Australian Local Government Association's Disability Inclusion Planning, A Guide for Local Government, October 2016, is a valuable tool for integrating disability inclusion planning within organisations. While it was developed for use by councils, it also provides a more general resource to inform design matters in the context of the National Disability Strategy 2010-2020, NDS, the introduction of the National Disability Insurance Scheme, and responding to the requirements of state, territory and Commonwealth legislation and policy. The guide's suggested steps for disability inclusion action planning are allocate responsibility, consult with the community and staff, map your operating environment, determine governance and accountability, develop strategies and actions, develop a monitoring, evaluation and reporting strategy, publish, promote and implement the plans.